Our first question comes from Tim Maddox. JT, why can't we get off the field on third down? Well, Tim, that's a million-dollar question. I think everybody's amazed by these stats. The Raiders are giving up close to 53% conversion on third down, and that's got to stop. Arizona, in that game, converted on third down. They had 9 first downs on third down. That can't happen. Tony Sperano talked about it. He's going to try to emphasize third down earlier in practice. But how about putting this on the players? The players got to get off the field on third down. The players got to wrap and tackle. And what I think is happening here is other offenses are spreading the Raiders out on third down. They're checking down, and they're going to the open man for easy third down conversions. And I know the Raiders are working really hard on trying to correct this. Todd Stevens asked, JT, why the complete lack of a pass rush? Well, there's also another million-dollar question. Todd, I thought the Raider philosophy in the offseason, like everybody else, was to upgrade the defensive line, to bring in Smith, Woodley, and Tuck so that they could get to the quarterback so the linebackers wouldn't have to blitz and the cornerbacks and safeties could make plays. No excuses, but we understand what happened with the injuries, especially to Nick Roach at linebacker, being the quarterback of that defense, Tyvon Branch having the ability to rush as a really hard-hitting safety. But it's the job of the star defensive players to get to the quarterback. And with Khalil Mack, I thought he had an outstanding game again last week. It's tough to grade him this year. How are you going to grade him if he doesn't get enough help from his teammates coming off the edge? But I like the way he's playing with his motor, and I think the Raiders are getting close. It's now about the time to get to Cleveland's quarterback, Brian Hoyer, and put him on the ground instead of getting a hand in his face. Chris Evans asked, JT, is Charles Woodson a first ballot Hall of Famer? Well, thank you for an easy question. I think I deserve an easy question after the last couple of weeks. And after Charles picked up his 58th interception, there is no doubt about it that he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's got a Super Bowl ring from the time he played in Green Bay. The Heisman Trophy, when he played in college, he came in with all that fanfare and lived up to it as a member of the Silver and Black his first time around playing for the Raiders in a Super Bowl. And the way he's flying around this year, I just love to see Charles before the game in warm-ups and the way he brings energy. If every player on this team flew around and tried to make plays like Charles Woodson, I think we'd see better results on the field. All right, so a big opportunity. The Raiders still looking for their first win. They got to go get it in Cleveland. Hopefully a big victory on the road, and the Raiders can build momentum. Keep the questions coming via Twitter or on Facebook or at Raiders.com. Remember, the hashtag is AskJT. We'll see you next week.